Who's that sexy boy, boy? Who's that sexy boy? Who's that sexy boy, boy? Who's that sexy boy?
Yo, 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 yo! Welcome to Ross Dog's Dog Pound. Second episode ever. And I know you're here for forward past thinking audio content. Too bad! You're in the dog pound now! Thanks, that's my producer, Joe. Thanks, Joe.
No problem.
So, today, I got my pal, Gambling Fiend, Santa. He's coming back to the show again. Seems like I really only do this show once a year, so two times.
That is once a year. Yep. Well, the one time a year Santa's supposed to be busy.
Yeah, so...
But you know Santa is always busy.
I know, Santa. I know. So, I'm really glad you're back.
I never left!
Yeah. So, Santa, how's your year been?
Well, you should know. You and Katie were nice enough to let me shack up with you. That's after that harlot, Mrs. Claus left me for those two dudes. And I told you about the Heat Meister and the Cold Meister.
They're bad
Jack
dudes.
Jack Frost!
Yeah, they're bad dudes. So, about that, did Mrs. Claus take half of everything and, like, split it with the Heat Meister?
Heat Meister took half, and Jack Frost took the other half!
What's Mrs. Claus got now?
Well, she got half and half when she spends time between the two houses!
Wow. I'm sorry, Santa. Are you having fun? Like, did you enjoy your time shacking
up? Well, Santa is all about making new experiences.
Right.
That's why I have a new friend.
Uh-huh.
Old Man Winter! Can he come on the podcast?
Sure, but what's your favorite dinner that Katie makes?
My favorite dinner is her collard greens! She make them special for Santa.
Yep, she sure did. She would always text me that morning and say, hey, you know, I know Santa's got a hankering for those collard greens again.
That's why she's always on the nice list.
All right, so who do you want to bring on today?
Oh, my buddy! My gambling partner. I know you have a gambling partner. Mm-hmm. That handsome SOB Jaundice.
Yep.
Well, I got my own gambling buddy. It's Old Man Winter. Want to meet Old Man Winter?
Sure. Is he part of the reason you guys have, you know,
he's trying to help me move out. But he has a single bedroom apartment.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Do you want to meet him?
Yeah, let's bring him on.
What's a podcast? Ugh. I don't know what a podcast is!
This is Old Man Winter, huh, Santa?
A podcast is like a radio show. Well, I don't know the radio!
Old Man.
Yes!
Do you go by Mr. Winter, Mr. Old Man, Man?
You can call me Old Man, you can call me Mr. Winter, just don't call me late for dinner!
That's clever. You use that frequently?
Oh, he always be coming up with stuff. He's smooth. You should see him talk to the ladies down at the bridge club.
So, Santa, let me ask you this. Actually, I was going to ask Mr. Old Man a question.
Shoot!
Mr. Old Man, I've been noticing this as I get older now, that old people, when they fart...
What?!
Old people, when you guys...
Well, you don't have to be so condescending. You can be quiet.
Okay, when you people... Ooh.
Well, no. What do you mean by you people? Okay. Now, Ross Dog, I've been living with you and Katie for a better portion of a year now. You people?
I'm sorry. I meant... Okay, when Mr. Old Man... No, okay. Let's back up. Old Man,
yes!
When you fart, do you notice?
Well, of course I notice.
Well, it just seems
what
like
do you think happened in Buffalo 2 weeks ago?
How many buffalo wings you eat?
No, Buffalo the city.
Yeah.
The snowfall was my fart.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, he has this propensity to fart, and when he farts, a bunch of snow comes out.
Oh, my God.
That's where you get snow. That's what all snow is. It's Old Man Winter's farts.
I just was kind of like under the impression that old people have very loose butthole. So when they fart, it's just kind of like,
loose butthole? You would never use this kind of language in front of Katie.
Well,
you should respect your elders.
All right. So,
oh man, Winter, you gotta calm down. I'm trying to introduce you to my friends. I'm sorry.
Okay, Mr. Old Man. I think you're really up in my face right now. And there's this new term called millennials. Have you heard of it?
I hate millennials.
I'm sure you do.
I hate smartphones.
Sure mm-hmm.
I hate fidget spinners.
All fair assumptions to have. I also hate fidget spinners. I think they're bad. Why not get a yo-yo? Did you have a yo-yo?
Now, see, when I was in my heyday of
Santa,
making the children's toys, I would make yo-yo after yo-yo.
Let me ask you this question. Are you the devil that never put the continuous spinner on them? You know those...
Are you talking about the brain?
Yeah, the brain. Did you do that?
We used to tinker a lot. Actually, I have an intern
here. I love the brain.
I have an intern here. Would you like to meet my intern?
Sure, yeah. Yeah.
Hoo-hoo! Hey, everybody, it's Alexander, the intern. Hoo-hoo! See, now Alexander can tell you all about the brains of the operation and the brains of the yo-yo. Hoo-hoo!
He looks like he's one of those millennials. Hoo-hoo!
Nope, I'm 1,000 years old. Hoo-hoo! Now don't let it talk, old man. Hoo-hoo! No, see, the point is that we used to put the brains in the yo-yo, and they would make them extra violent for the kids, so the kids couldn't bring them to school. Hoo-hoo!
That makes sense. Okay, thanks, Alex. Can I call you Alex?
We don't want them to lose their toys at the school. We want them to keep them at their homes.
Like when they used to take Pokemon cards from
Sometimes when I don't want kids to go to school, I let out a big fart and the buses can't go nowhere.
Yuck.
Woohoo!
Old man, I get it now. Old man Winter farts snow out of his butt and he calls us blizzards. Wow.
Woohoo!
You know, everything's really, it's coming to me now.
Now, Rostock, can I make an announcement?
Sure.
Okay, last year, as I told you,
mm-hmm.
Bitcoin
was
the currency of the future.
Right.
In the present, in the North Pole.
Mm-hmm.
But Santa Claus go on the internet, and he be reading that the Bitcoin bubble's gonna burst.
Oh, yeah.
So I sold all my Bitcoin at $900 a coin. You know how much Bitcoin worth today?
About
1,900.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Everybody that told me the bubble was gonna burst. Alexander, you in here? Don't be making no toys for those guys. They're the naughtiest. Woohoo! And the naughtiest for life. Woohoo!
Do you think with the
amount... I don't understand cryptocurrencies.
What is cryptocurrency? I don't understand it. Cryptocurrency.
Well, you see, Rostov, my interns use their special magic to come up with cryptocurrencies. Mm-hmm. Much like how an amiibo from Nintendo is mm-hmm. worthless plastic, but a bunch of nerds on the internet make it worth 3 times its value.
That's true.
That's how Bitcoin works. Woohoo! And we sprinkle our magic dust on it. Woohoo!
I still don't get it!
I think... with the amiibo reference, I get it more. I get it a lot more.
This is a Nintendo podcast, right? Everybody who's listening knows what an amiibo is.
True. So, you really just brought it down for us. We understand. However, how much Bitcoin did you have, and could it have pulled you out of the red, per se, with your excessive gambling habit?
Well, it would have, but I sold all my Bitcoin. And then, Mrs. Claus took half. Well, no, the Heatmeister took half, and Jack Frost took half. That's why I don't mess with Jack Frost no more. That's why I got Old Man Winter.
Old Man Winter's a cool dude.
I'm Jack Frost's dad!
No, you ain't. What you talking about, people who don't die?
What is your relation to Mr. Frost, old man?
Back in the day...
he don't like talking about that. See, there was a lover's curl. See, Jack Frost is a bisexual, you see.
Oh.
And my friend, I told you he was going with the ladies, mm-hmm. but as a wingman. See, because he is into the fellas. Oh, so am I. Well, maybe you two should talk to each other. Oh, just because we're both gay beans, we should be together? Now, don't be put words in my mouth. I'm trying to help you two out.
That's very homophobic of you, Santa.
Now y'all can go to heck.
Hold on. Who's older? Alexander at 1,000 or Old Man Winter?
See, that's the interesting question, because I've asked Old...
I've told you before, I'm as old as time itself.
Oh, I'm only 1,000 years old. Now, see, I know what your next question is. I don't even know how old I am. Some people will tell you that I was created by the Coca-Cola, you know, company.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're a bunch of bastards. I ain't involved by no Coca-Cola. Santa drinks Pepsi.
Santa does drink Pepsi. Wait, no, Santa drinks Coke.
No, see, that's the lies that the Hollywood will tell. And I gotta tell you what, Rostock. What? You know how many people on the Hollywood are on my naughty list this year?
I was gonna ask you about your naughty list. Am I on the nice or naughty list?
Well, you did give me a place to live. You got married that year. This showed a lot of maturity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I'm sorry to tell you this.
Fuck.
But when... See, that's a part of the problem. That's a part of the problem, that kind of language. But once you're an adult and you get married, you no longer on a naughty or nice list. You got to procreate. And remember, contraceptive is a sin. Be like Phil Rivers and have 8 kids.
Will you as Santa actually bring presents for all those kids? Or do I got to buy them?
See, that's the tricky part. You will think that you bought... See, as soon as you have a kid, you stop believing in Santa. And you don't think that you bought those presents under the tree. But really, I bought the presents. So it's kind of a mind warp.
You're a genius, Santa.
Yeah, I am. And the other thing is, see, that's why your friend John does.
Uh-huh.
He ain't got no wife. He ain't got no girlfriend.
Nope.
He's got no... No prospects.
Mm-mm.
But what does he got? A lot of gosh darn toys.
He does.
And think about that. See, he getting toys from Santa.
Wow.
Oh, I'm making toys every year.
I don't like that, Jonders.
Why you don't like that?
Because he's so handsome.
That's the last time Old Man gets to speak today.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, you're done. Old Man, when do you get out of here?
This is the dog pound.
I'm going to take over his place.
This is the dog pound. It's not forward past thinking, okay? So, Santa, if you have to tell Old Man that, I don't care.
Old Man, he's already taken off his headphones and he's leaving.
All right. Good riddance.
I know I can hear anywhere.
Woohoo! I'm taking a speak.
Get out of here, Old Man! So, I think I got I got one final question for you, I think.
Jameis Winston is always on the naughty list!
Yeah, he's a bad man. Please don't give him or any of his immediate family a present this year. It would piss me off.
I think that not, that'd be fair to them, but okay, Ross Dog's a good friend, so I would listen to him.
Thank you, Santa. My final question is, I was... watching the Santa Claus with the E. The E. You remember?
So first of all, that Tim Allen. He think he's somebody cool. The Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm.
The Santa Claus 2.
It's a pun.
The Santa Claus 3 with Jack Frost.
Yep.
Now how do you think Santa thinks about that? Now Santa don't like that. Now I'll tell you something about the white powder at the North Pole is snow. The white powder on Tim Allen's dressing room, cocaine.
Oh my God.
And that's what he writes to Santa. See,
is he on the naughty list?
He's always on the naughty list.
Oh, jeez.
Ever since before Home Improvement. And he think he's somebody because he's helping toys out. Now, Alex said, "Ooh, we make so many Buzz Lightyears, but we still hate him. Ooh." Now, see, that's the other thing. He think it's because he's such a big part of Christmas with his toy story and his Home Improvement.
Mm-hmm.
But no, what you on the lifetime naughty list? You on the lifetime naughty list?
I understand. Like, Will Ferrell's dad, an elf.
Now, see, that's an interesting argument because he had a heart that was so cold. But when he found out that he had sex with a strange lady in the past, and that brought fruit to a child who I raised as an elf, and brought back. See, that's based on a true story.
Yeah.
Me and Will Ferrell, we walked over that script, and Adam McKay Adam McKay, he's an important guy to remember. Okay. But we worked over that script, and I gotta tell you something.
Yeah.
But is the elf his daddy? He's invited to the North Pole whenever he wants. He's on the good list.
Is he a partier?
Yeah, he loves to party.
Hell yeah.
Hey, you know, eventually he put the maple syrup and the Pop-Tarts and all that stuff on your food. Yo, that didn't want to become a party animal.
All right, so back to the Santa Claus. Sorry to get you off on a tangent there. In the Santa Claus, I was watching, and that really sassy elf, I forget what his name is, he takes Tim Allen, the Santa Claus, down to see the new sleigh, right? And he's like, it's got 200 reindeer power. So it's like a pun on horsepower. And I just don't have any clue what a reindeer power is. I need you to explain that.
It's just more Hollywood lies. See, you be invited to the Hollywood lies, Rostock. Mm-hmm. And first of all, you got all year to ask me these questions. We see each other in the hallway.
Is it magic or is it lies?
What is a lie other than some magic that you believe? Wow. See, but I be living in your house rent-free.
You become very existential.
I've been eating your food. Mm-hmm. But I see you in the hallways, and you don't even look at me. Katie's nice to me, but all you do is play your Splatoon.
Well,
get high, play your Wii.
Yeah, it's how I relax after work.
That's why Katie's my favorite.
Well. If you were as good as me in Splatoon, we could play together. We could, make our team, but you don't feel it. You would rather go out to the bar, get all wasted, come home after dinner, pull them out of the fridge, warm them up. Katie says, oh, Santa, you know, dinner was ready an hour and a half ago. You're late again. And, yep, there you are. So... I don't feel bad.
Me and Katie have been meaning to talk to you about something. We've decided that we're gonna kick you out.
Oh, what?
Your ass is out on the street.
You haven't paid mortgage.
No, I've been telling you. Me and Katie are gonna be living together in your house.
All right, listener, this is the end of the dog pound. I am gonna beat the shit out of Santa.
Oh, no, don't come at me with that bat. What the heck was that?
It was a dog pound, baby.
Dude, dog pound's back. Can you do more than one episode a year?
Maybe we'll do
I have an announcement to make for everybody. We used to have Sound the Horn on a separate feed. We're going to move that over so it's on this feed. So all your forward pass thinking audio content will be on one feed. And maybe that'll include some more Ross Dogs dog pounds.
You can look forward to that.
I wish the listeners could have seen your eyes. Alright, so a little quick housekeeping. We've already did the Forward Pass Thinking Game of the Year, the video game of the year. Mm-hmm. But I have some more categories to go through. So, number one, best or game I had the most fun playing. Super Mario Odyssey wins.
Yeah,
congratulations.
I was going to guess.
Best narrative. Xenoblade Chronicles 2. Okay. Congratulations. Yeah. We already announced that this is the best game of the year, but I just finished the DLC, and now I have a new award to give this. Greatest video game in the future or past. Congratulations. Here you go, Breath of the Wild.
Wow.
Yep.
So, you're just preemptively, reserving that spot forever.
Forever, yeah. It's over. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Let's get to these games. We have the Mayflower Bowl. You know, we all remember that the Baltimore Colts left in the dark of night to go to Indianapolis to become the Indianapolis Colts. You know, the Ursay family, bunch of drunks. Mm-hmm. I'll say it. You know, sue me.
Alcoholics.
Yep. But yeah, the Baltimore Ravens, I actually want to talk about the Ravens for a little bit.
Okay.
The Ravens.
Why?
This is why. Because everybody's like, oh, Joe Flacco sucks. Blah, 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 whatever. Right. The Ravens can make some AFC playoff games pretty interesting. Because, if Joe Flacco just does enough, he doesn't need to be... That defense is really good. And...
Is it?
I think they can pick off a team like the Steelers in the first round.
Well, the Steelers suck.
Do they, though?
They do now. Antonio Brown's bye-bye.
And congratulations to Tom Brady for winning the MVP.
Yeah, he locked it up.
Okay, so we can just pick this game. I'm taking the Ravens minus 13. Also, I just wanted to announce that this has been my official theory, and I finally feel comfortable saying this aloud into a podcast. Mm-hmm. Andrew Luck was healthy all year, but he went to Europe to bald, and he'll come back next year looking like Matt Hasselbeck.
Wow. That's badass. No, I think that's a great theory.
It's 100% true. God, are you taking the Ravens?
Two ball. No, I'll take the Colts.
God damn you. Mm-hmm. All right. Minnesota at Green Bay. We have no line on this, but let's assume that it's Minnesota 25. Minus 3 in Green Bay.
Then Minnesota smokes them.
Yeah, all right. We'll both take Minnesota minus 3, even though that probably won't be the line. Detroit, we don't need to talk about Brett Hundley. Aaron Rodgers, I don't know, man. He's not going to sell any t-shirts this year with Run the Table or Medically Cleared or Relax.
Get out of here, Aaron. You're done. Your season's over.
Ross Dog is a Chicago Bears fan, but I have bad news for him later. Detroit, minus 5 at Cincinnati. Detroit still played for a playoff spot.
How?
They can win 10 games.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they can win 10 games, and they can be the 6th seed. I think they need Atlanta to lose one of these games, and they play the Saints and the Panthers, so that's doable.
Interesting.
Yeah, the Seahawks aren't going to make it. We'll talk about that more later. But we should have bet on Matt Stafford on Saturday when they played the Bears. And I did a bad job as a host last week. I didn't tell anybody that there were Saturday games, so hopefully you guys caught those.
I missed them until like the day of.
Like, you were texting me. You were trying to get me to bet on the Bears.
Yes.
Bad.
I know.
Bad, Ross Dog. Bad.
I didn't touch it.
I'm taking Detroit minus 5 all day. Big play Slay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I got. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Marvin Lewis already said he quit, so yeah, I guess we'll go with the other team.
What the hell?
Want to count the teams that could have new head coaches this year?
Is that up to 10 now?
Indy, Detroit, Cincinnati, Jets,
Bears,
Tennessee, Sneaky, Cleveland, Bears, Tampa Bay, Denver, Washington, Sneaky.
That's 10 already. Buffalo?
Giants already fired their coach. Seahawks, Sneaky.
Really?
Yeah, but that's a retirement situation. That's not a firing.
Yeah, you're right.
Go Houston, Sneaky, Oakland, pretty obvious. So that was 14. So yeah, it's like 9 to 12.
So almost half of the NL. Yeah. NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Or just under half.
Yeah. I think it's... Yeah, in Seattle, it'll be a retirement, though. Los Angeles Chargers, New York Jets. Los Angeles is a 6.5-point favorite. We were thinking about betting the Saints last week when they were 16-point favorites against the Jets.
Mm-hmm. And we did not.
We didn't.
We're smart.
I kind of want to bet the Chargers this week, though.
What's the line?
6.5.
Against?
The Jets.
Yeah.
Let's stay away from that. I'm taking the Chargers.
I want the Chargers anyway, yeah.
I'm upset, because at this point it seems unlikely that the Chargers will make it to the playoffs, but I don't know.
So, this whole, like, mic thing, there's a delay. So, I need to, like, look at you.
Ross Dog actually at my place today instead of doing it over the phone. As you can probably tell, listener.
Yeah, but I'm always here. Listening to the phone call.
Yeah, before. Well, you go in the other room.
Right, right.
Do you want to go in the other room and call me?
Yeah. Kinda. But yeah, there's this delay, so I keep, like, stumbling over my words. I think I sound drunk.
This is how I live my life. This is how I record every podcast. This is how I do every interview.
It's insane.
Yeah.
This is insane.
This is how I do everything for Forward Past Thinkings with this delay in my ear.
Wow.
Yeah. Newfound respect for Jonders, baby. Yeah.
Round of applause.
Los Angeles Rams, who destroyed all my hopes and dreams last Sunday, goes to Tennessee, where the Rams are favored by 7. I absolutely love this line. Mm-hmm. So I've been saying for a while that Seattle's offensive line is so bad that it doesn't matter how good your defensive line is, because how bad could it get? One man crushed that theory. His name is Aaron Donald, who completely wrecked not only that theory, but also Seattle's playoff hopes, their offensive line. He destroyed that team.
Yeah.
Aaron Donald is now ranked as the highest rated player on Pro Football Focus, like, total. I think he's at 99.6. I'm going to actually look it up. But yeah, man, he is...
So you think he's a...
He could be the defensive player. A single man. He could be the MVP. He won't be because he plays defense, but he's that good.
Wow.
Yep. 98.8. Yeah.
So he's a single man wrecking crew.
Yeah. Look at these players in the top 10 on Pro Football Focus for defensive tackle. And look at the numbers that they wear.
Wow.
They all wear 99. 99 is the number to wear. That's what I'm trying to say. So we're both taking the Rams, and me and Ross Doug will talk about betting on that game after the game. I already brought up that you tried to get me to bet on the Bears this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
On the Bears, you know, we were over at Lower Wacker there, and we were drinking our old styles at the outside the Jewel Osco in
Chicago
there.
Dog.
All right, so
Sport Peppers.
I looked at Mitch Trubisky.
Beef throw. Sandwich dipped.
I saw, as I watched that game on Saturday, I saw Mitch Trubisky throw three awful interceptions, and every time his eyes would become like begin to water, and he would like kind of shrivel into himself and walk off the sideline. When you see good quarterbacks like Tom Brady or Philip Rivers,
they're
or...
pissed. They're
so
furious.
There's a tinge of anger that comes out in Philip Rivers or Tom Brady, but for like Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson and Drew Brees, there's like this 1,000-yard stare where they don't acknowledge any guilt, right? There's no like, oh man, what was me? There's just like this stare where they're like, huh, yeah, that happened. Okay, I better get off the field. But with Tom Brady, it's like, oh God, I'm gonna kill somebody. Mm-hmm. But with Mitch Trubisky and bad quarterbacks, it's like, oh man, I did it again. I think he's broken. I think John Fox might have broken Mitch Trubisky.
Jesus Christ.
I'm just saying, like, it's all a bad luck. So Deshaun Kaiser, who's the other quarterback in this game, also does the same thing. Like, he throws a pick and he goes, oh, no, I threw a pick. But, like, when Cam Newton throws a pick, he goes, man, all right. Or when Russell Wilson does it, it's just a 1,000-yard stare where he's like, see what I'm saying?
Yes, I see what you're saying.
Go look up videos of good quarterbacks throwing picks, and then look up a video of Mitch Trubisky throwing a pick. I'm taking the Bears, though.
You know what makes me sad? I'm taking the Bears.
Yeah.
That John Fox could single-handedly ruin the number one pick.
You know what? We were saying this about Jared Goff last year. Mm-hmm. I have no faith in the McCaskies to hire the right guy to replace John Fox, though. Like, that's the bigger problem, is that you have to put faith in the McCaskies to hire somebody to replace John Fox. When they didn't hire Bruce Arians 5 years ago because they were worried about him retiring because he was so old. They're two coaches later. Bruce Arians is still coaching. Tampa Bay. God,
thanks. Thanks, man. Thanks
what
for
was that text
really
I sent you last night?
Throwing the knife and...
You know what? I'm sorry that the Bears suck. All right?
Yeah, but give me a little hope, man.
Our friend Matt Harmon, who's been on the podcast a couple times, tweeted this out last night. That... Okay, so Jameis Winston on Monday Night Football went 5-for-8 with a 144.3 passer rating when throwing into tight windows tonight. Had a 37.6 rating in week 1-14. This is why gambling on football is impossible and why we lost money betting on Atlanta last night.
Yeah.
Monday.
Yep. And yeah, like I told you last night.
Monday.
Monday night. Matt Ryan or Devonta Freeman, he gets the touchdown from like the 30, right? Runs it in, and I'm just like, hell yeah, that's it.
Covered, yeah.
Yeah. And Jameis Winston goes down the field with, like, 4 minutes left. They're never winning this game in no universe whatsoever. And they throw the most garbage time of garbage time touchdowns. And we had no chance because Atlanta's just going to get the ball, take their first down or two first downs and kneel.
If I'm being really like Monday morning upset fan about this game, there was an egregious... You know what? There's... Okay. We had a segment pitched to us, or pitched to me by our buddy Big Rich.
Okay.
And it's time for a front street! It was an affront to the rules. There is an awful roughing There's an awful defenseless receiver that was called. You know, he lowered his shoulder. He hit him in the chest. But no, they could. No, that's been a front street. A front street should just be me yelling unintelligibly for like 30 seconds.
Yeah.
That's what it is. All right. I'm abstaining from this game. I'm not picking this game. You want to pick this game?
Yeah.
Pick it. Tampa Bay. Carolina favored by 10. Did you see the video of Cam Newton saying, like, to
14.
Yeah, I'll take Carolina, too. Did you see the video of Clay Matthews, like, calling out, like, hey, man, it's a wheel route, it's a wheel route. And Cam Newton points at him and says, hey, been watching film, have you? Hey, watch this. And then they throw this slant.
Oh, that's disrespectful as hell, man. I love it.
Fun fact about... Clay Matthews, he hasn't made a play in 6 years. Denver travels to our nation capital.
One star joke.
Yeah. Make sure you review us as 5 stars on iTunes and Google Play or whatever. Denver travels to our nation capital to play the Washington Orange Skins, who are 3.5-point favorites. This game doesn't mean anything. We can pick this real fast. Get out of here. I'm taking Kirk Cousins, -3.5.
Yeah, Denver.
Osweiler. All right. Take Osweiler. Yeah. D's taking D. Miami at Kansas City. And I have faith.
I don't.
In Jay Cutler.
Nope.
After the hurricane, after the cocaine, after everything, we are winning this bet. And this is going to be the game that puts us over. We are winning this bet. And the Dolphins are definitely going to make it within 10 points because they're going to win. They're going to win outright.
Wow.
Are you going to take the Chiefs?
Please. Yeah.
I already wrote it down.
Okay.
I do that a lot when we're on the phone.
When I pick opposite of what you think, though, does it surprise you? Do you, like, scribble it out?
Yeah, sometimes I just scribble it out.
Oh, I see that.
All right. Buffalo travels New England, where New England's an 11.5-point favorite. I want to talk about the catch, because everybody's all up in arms about that touchdown.
It was not a catch.
It was never a touchdown.
No.
People hate the Patriots.
The rule.
So some people...
I actually understand that. That...
But some people say that, like, it's a bad rule or whatever. I don't even think it's a bad rule. I don't think that should be a catch. The ball hits the ground, and that's the only reason he holds on to it.
Yeah.
All right.
No. I'm full steam ahead with you on this.
Hopefully, Rob Gronkowski can hold his composure and not give the people's elbow to Tre'Davious White.
Yeah, that would be good if he didn't do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was unguardable, though.
Dude, I turned off the Seahawks game at the fourth quarter. So I watched the fourth quarter of this game, like, as it aired. And the entire time I'm thinking, like, how are they not up by 40 points? Like, did they not throw the Gronkowski the entire game?
Didn't.
Like, because if they just threw the Rob Gronkowski the entire game, they'd be up by 40 points. I like how Rob Gronkowski is clearly the best player in football, but he is slightly injured.
Retarded.
No. All right. That's not making it in. That was a hard. All right.
Sorry. He's not a smart guy.
My point here being Rostock is that he can get injured, right? And so the Patriots have the best player in the league, and they only use him in playoffs or must-win situations. Could you imagine your team having the best player in the league and, like, not having to use them to win most games?
I know.
All right.
It sucks. It hurts.
The New York Giants travel to Arizona, where Arizona's a 3.5-point favorite. I'm taking Arizona. We don't have to take any time on this game. We can just pick it and move on.
Houston,
they're not playing.
Oh, the Giants?
Yeah.
I thought you said Houston. I was staring off.
I'll give you Houston in this game if you want.
No, I'll take the Cardinals.
Seattle. They're 5-point dogs to the Cowboys. That's another thing I do sometimes. Like, I didn't write Dal. I just wrote the word cow.
Sea cow. Sea cow. Minus 5.
I don't know. What do you want me to say about the Seahawks? Ezekiel Elliott's coming back.
Oh, I'm so sorry you didn't make the playoffs. That's what you... Like, what do you want me to say?
I don't know. I don't want you to say anything. I'm just saying that I'm a little bit of loss of words. I really thought going into...
Russell Wilson sucks.
All right.
I'm off the train.
That's ridiculous.
I was on the train, now I'm off.
Don't be that guy, Rustin.
All right.
You can, I like it. Me. No, tell no, me. Okay.
You get 60 seconds. Go.
It used to be... That used to be the argument. Like, Russell Wilson sucks, and it's all the defense and the run game. Now the argument is like, see, he's not even MVP. It's a great place to be as a fan. Like, now when people don't tell you that, like, your favorite player sucks, they go, see, I told you he's not the most valuable player in the league. It's like, all right, I can live with this. Like,
that's fine. You're right.
Next year is next year, I guess. I don't know. I'm not giving up hope, though. You can win out. I'm giving up hope.
All right. Yeah. There can't possibly be a scenario.
Doesn't where you 5 win. Points seems there's like no a way. Lot though?
Yes. No. Where's it at?
Dallas.
No. I think they win by a touchdown.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Ugh. Only because they won't be able to stop Zeke. There's no way.
Yeah, Bobby Wagner probably... They're probably going to shut him down the way the Packers shut down Aaron Rodgers. And Bobby Wagner is... Yeah.
Don't make things worse than they already are.
Here's the thing about Seattle. Russell Wilson's about to enter the Aaron Rodgers stage of his career where it's him and nothing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Richard Sherman's gone. Cam Chancellor might retire. Michael Bennett might be gone. Cliff Avril might retire. So... I think they're going to try to retain Bobby Wagner and Earl Thomas, and I think that's doable, but, I mean, I don't know. Scary times. Pittsburgh.
Yeah, boo-hoo.
Travels to Houston. Pittsburgh's a 9.5-point favorite. My favorite gambling moment of the year was being told at halftime that we placed, how much, $200 on the Jaguars minus 10, and they were up 35-0.
I'm happy I was able to do... I can't.
I don't know. I don't know if anything will ever top that. Like, what gambling moment could top that? Like, hey, man, that team that's up 35 nothing. Points, like, you have them $200 nothing. Minus 10. All right, so we don't have to spend much time on this. Antonio Brown being hurt pretty much takes the MVP out of his hands, so we've already said that Tom Brady's mm-hmm. MVP, but I'll take Big Ben.
I'm so happy I took my headphones out. That hey, was miserable.
Man. Some people can hang. I'm what you call a real broadcaster.
Yeah. Yeah, you really are, because I couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's move on to
the last game. Yeah.
Is this Monday Night Football?
Ugh, I guess.
Public domain! Public domain!
Oh, nice.
This song is... Public domain! We get to see Oakland again in primetime. I texted Mark Sessler after the game.
And?
Because that's how annoying I am. Mm-hmm. And, so I texted him and asked him, when Derek Carr fumbled, because it was after 4 minutes, shouldn't the ball have been placed back to where he fumbled because you can't advance a fumble? And if he would have fumbled out of bounds before it went into the end zone, it would have been placed back at the 1, but because he fumbled out of the end zone...
Went back to the 20?
No.
The touchback.
Yeah, it's a touchback. And, yeah, Mark Sessler got back to me. He was like, yeah, it's a dumb rule, but... Ooh. He was really nice. He was really nice about me randomly texting him. Nothing about being on the show. But, yeah.
He probably appreciates it, maybe.
I don't know.
I think it's a dumb rule, too. But
Philadelphia minus 9. That's a lot.
No, it's not. Oakland's terrible.
You know how I feel about Oakland.
Yeah, you hate Derek Carr.
I was looking up... somebody who's going to be on the podcast soon.
Oh, you forgot your password. No. What's your password?
It has to do with Nintendo. Mm. So our friend Ben Baldwin, who will probably be
Zelda's
on...
boobs.
No,
Zelda's
shut up.
Butt.
Shut up. Our buddy Ben Baldwin, who will probably be on the podcast next week, because I already planned to have him on to do a post-mortem on the Seahawks whenever the Seahawks are knocked out of the playoffs. Mm-hmm. He tweeted out the playoff or the this year's comparisons to Blake Bortles and Derek Carr. Yards per attempt, 7.2 for Blake Bortles. Derek Carr, 6.8. That's really all you need to know. Is that Blake Bortles is better than Derek Carr.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take Philly. All right. That's the... I need a Christmas miracle, and this is what I think we should do. We'll look at these games again. Because I'm in a little bit of a hole, because you talked me out of betting on the Lions.
I did not talk you out of betting on
the
Lions.
You talked me into betting the Falcons.
Okay, we both agreed on the Falcons. And I pretty much said, hey, do you want a free $100? Hey, here's $100, Jonders.
On what game?
The Jags.
All right, whatever.
I did do that. You didn't even know you made the bet.
Ooh. Look at that.
Ooh.
Was I looking at
the top notification?
Portillo's. No, Portillo's has been home for me.
Oh!
Portillo's, Chicago. All right, this is what I want to do.
Tell your mom you want your beef sandwich dipped.
I get them dry.
Ew.
I'm a dry guy.
Ugh. Makes sense.
This is what I want to do. I want to put $300 on New England.
Yes! All praise Tom! I love it. Okay, so here's what we need to do instead. We liked like four games. I think...
No.
Yeah, we did.
Games do we like?
We liked...
We gotta wait for the Minnesota line to come in. Because we might like Minnesota.
I think we do like it.
I think we like Detroit.
Yep.
That's it, though.
No.
Great podcast right here.
Shit. Yeah, New England.
Trashy Tuesday!
Trashy Tuesday. What's up? I forgot it was Trashy Tuesday. Holy shit, yes!
Why didn't you tell me
that when
I walked
in? I would have said fuck a lot more.
All right.
Hold on.
It's the Christmas show.
Oh, you're right. That's why I was trying to behave. This is the end of the podcast.
This is the end of the podcast, and this is where I'm able to divulge this information. Rostov knows that my father is a deacon of the Catholic Church. I make a lot of jokes about how he's a destitute corn farmer because I'm from Indiana. But in actuality, my dad's a deacon of the Catholic Church. He asked me on Sunday if I wanted to go with him to a soup kitchen, like a food bank to help homeless people. And I was like, nah, man. I'm watching football, you know? And then the Seahawks lost by 40 points.
Ooh.
Did God smite me?
Yes. Yes. 100%. And you know what? Your dad just like, he got into his car after he left and he's like,
dear baby Jesus.
That Jonders, my boy, he made the wrong choice. He started his car and he just took off. And then boom. When did the Seahawks score a touchdown? After halftime?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry. God did that on your dad's behalf.
God is a vengeful God.
Yeah. Can I ask you this? what's your favorite hymn? Mine? Not hymn. The songs.
The Psalms.
Yeah, where they sing them, right?
What's
the name for that?
It's a psalm.
Yeah.
My favorite psalm is... I don't know. I used to be in the church band. I have a lot of... I used to play guitar in the church band.
Are you a big Taste and See guy? I'm a huge
Taste. I don't know. I'm more of like
guy.
The let the river flow.
I love Hallelujah, too.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Dude, no, my church had a bunch of original arrangements.
Oh.
Yeah. No, it was good stuff.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know. Look up Taste and See, though. Maybe that can be the outro.
I'm trying to think of the name of my favorite one to play. It was like a call and response thing. I always really liked it, though.
Oh.
It was like you would play the E, but you'd play the bar chord.
Okay.
I'll look it up. Maybe next week I'll have a better answer. All right, that was
Carolina
talk.
Carolina. Yeah.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy Hanukkah. Have a crazy Kwanzaa. Have a solemn Ramadan.
Nice. I think you covered them all.
Yeah. All right. Bye, everybody. It's your show.
Oh, shit, that's right. Okay. Yo, 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 yo!